The presidential candidate of the MPP, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, has committed himself and the party to peace before, during and after the December polls. He said his request for peace in this year's elections is paramount and the MPP will not be the first party to throw the stone. Nana Addo was addressing some youth leaders of political parties at his Nima residence in Accra. He asked the security agencies not to act as agents of any political party so as to sustain the peace. Writing Trammer's report.
As part of efforts to ensure that the youth of all the political parties uphold the peace, the Friedrich Ebert Foundation, in collaboration with the Inter-Party Youth Committee, has put a series of activities together to campaign for violence-free elections. The group has already interacted with the flag bearer of the PNC, Hassan Ayarga. Nana Addo lauded the initiative. He said his commitment to peace is non-negotiable and will not do anything to derail the peace. He noted in 2008 when he lost by a slim margin, he accepted defeat. Nana Addo said he would do anything in his capacity as the leader of the opposition to ensure that the peace is sustained.
The MPP's commitment to peace in our country is non-negotiable. It's one that has animated our politics from the beginning. The ruling party's candidate in the 2008 election who made the statement that I did not think that the spilling of a single drop of Ghanaian blood was worth the victory of my victory in 2008. And indeed, as events turned out, even in the smallest margin of victory or defeat, whichever way you look at it, in our history, we lived up to the commitment and made sure that there was a peaceful transfer of power in 2008. Nothing has changed as far as our commitment to ensure that Ghana goes through a peaceful process is concerned. Our party and its tradition have been fighting for the last nearly 70 years to build a democratic state in Ghana, a country where there is respect for the rule of law and for human rights. Now that we are very much within the context of what the founders of our movement envisioned for Ghana, we will be the last people to accept the apple. So as far as that is concerned, I think that the Ghanaian people, through you, can rest reassured. We will do whatever it takes, whatever is necessary, to make sure that this process is a peaceful one.
Nana Addo said the need for peace also lies on how the security agencies act. He called on the security agencies to be fair to all the political parties.
Unfortunately, the matter is not completely in our hands. There are other actors in this matter. And this is why it's good that the IPEC has brought together all the key operators. But at the same time, I think we should use this occasion also to address one or two words, especially to the security agencies in our country. They hold the key, part of the key, let me put it that way, to peace and stability in our country. We have a security services that do their work impartially, do their work in a responsible manner. That is the best guarantee that we will have. That peace will prevail in our country, i.e. they don't act as agents of any party, power or out of power, but they act as agents of the Ghanaian people and of the Ghanaian state in ensuring that peace is maintained before, during and after the election.
The chairman of the Inter-Party Youth Committee, who also doubles as the national youth organizer of the NDC, Ludwig Kloje, explains the rationale for the project.
As stakeholders in the political dispensation, we as a country have chosen democracy as the way forward. And we think that in choosing democracy, we know the consequences, that we need to maintain peace. The security of the nation is very, very important. We appreciate the work of civil society organizations. We appreciate the work of NGOs. We appreciate the work of religious groups to make sure that we continue to maintain and live in peace as a country. But we are disgusted and disappointed when civil society organizations want to use this as a platform to raise money from international organizations, international groups, and want to force their program on us.
The group is expected to meet President Mahama and the CPP flag bearer, Dr. Abu Sakara, and the two former presidents. Nana Addo has taken his Restoration of Hope tour to the Tema East constituency. He was met on arrival by a large group of supporters at the Community 9 Light Industrial Area.
Bryson Trammer's report.